六到八节，我朝见耶和华，在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊，或是万万的油禾吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生吗？世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。好，接下来是信息的时间啊，我们把时间交给徐牧师。
It's time for the message. We give time to Pastor Xu.
我们先要正式欢迎建加入组内的组的肢体。
Now let's formally welcome our family member Jan.
那请见到前面来，我们也请何妈妈代表教会来给建一个小小的礼物。
Yeah, Mrs. He is going to present the certificate to Jan. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天的崇拜有一个洗礼，有七个见证，内容非常丰富。
Today's worship includes one baptism and six testimonies, and it's very rich.
我们考虑到毕业生和家长这一天下来一定相当的疲累，所以今天的聚会一定在九点钟之前要结束。
We understand that all the family and friends must be very tired at the end of the day, so we promise we'll finish by 9 o'clock today.
在学校读书的这几年，大家离开家学习独立生活。
In the few years that you leave home to study at school, you learn how to become independent.
但学校毕竟还是一个相当单纯的环境。
Our school is still a relatively naive environment.
在这边大家背景都很相似，相处得很融洽。
Over here, your backgrounds are similar, and then you get along really well.
有教会，有团契，有小组。很多学生在这里灵命都有好的成长。
Church, fellowship, small groups, and most people have a great spiritual growth.
但是毕业之后，大家各奔东西。
However, after you graduate, you go in different directions.
到了新的环境，遇到的挑战会比在这边复杂的多。
And the new environment, the kind of challenges that you face are going to be a lot more complex.
每个人将来会如何，谁也没有把握。
You cannot say for certain what's going to happen to you.
我相信五年、十年之后，大家都会有好的成就。
I believe in five, 10 years time, all of you will achieve great.
但是如果你不希望你这一辈子忙了半天，只是没有定向的奔跑。
However, if you do not want yourself to live a life that is only going after something without a certain goal,
你就不能不思想人活着到底是为了什么。
So you cannot, you can't help but think about what is the true meaning of your life.
圣经中有几处经文谈到神对我们要的是什么。
There's a few passages in the Bible that talk about what God requires of you.
今天我选的弥迦书六章八节是其中的一处。
So today's passage in the book of Micah chapter 6 verses 6 to 8 is one of the passages.
这节经节谈到神对我们的三点要求。
So here, he's talking about three things that God requires of you.
第一是行公义。
First, to act justly.
不论我们将来是从事什么专业，我们都需要是一个我们都有一个公义的责任。
So no matter what kind of profession you're going to be in, you have the responsibility to act justly.
大家都知道今天的世界上有很多不公不义的事情。
We all know there is a lot of unjust and unrighteous things happening in this world.
我们知道苏丹政府任凭一些族群的人受欺压。
We know that the government of Sudan, they allow some certain type of ethnic groups to be oppressed.
在光天化日之下被杀被抢，妇女被强暴。
People are killed, they're robbed, and the women are raped under bright daylight.
世界各国发生谴责的很多，真正伸出援手的很少。
Many countries they criticize these behaviors. However, they do not really provide actual help.
一些人前往到那里，试着要提供实际的帮助，又在现实的环境当中感到灰心、无力、失望。
Some people who actually went and tried to help, however, they are disappointed. They feel weak and they are discouraged.
在泰国和东南亚，有多少的女孩还没有成年就被卖去当雏妓？
In Thailand and some countries in Southeast Asia, a lot of the young girls are sold to become underage prostitutes.
难道卖他们的人不知道是把他们丢入火坑吗？
So is it true that those who sold them to those places didn't know that they are actually pushing them into the fire?
难道辖管他们的人不知道这些女孩子身心都受到极大的伤害吗？
Is it true that those pimps who are having control of these young prostitutes didn't know that this is a great trauma to them physically and emotionally?
难道从美国和世界各地去的那些观光客不知道他们所做的是把自己的快乐建筑在别人的痛苦之上吗？
Is it true that all these tourists and visitors from all over the world to visit these young girls didn't know that they're actually imposing all these sufferings through their own enjoyment?
我们今天很多人把所有做的事情都看作是正常的商业交易。
So nowadays, a lot of people think of all these exchanges as a normal business.
只要我有钱，我就可以做我喜欢做的事。
As long as I have money, I can do whatever I like.
我多给他一点钱，还觉得自己很慷慨，是在行善。
So if I even pay them a little more, I'm actually doing something nice.
却不想想，在我们享乐的背后，是不是有人在承受极大的痛苦
？But they don't think about behind all their enjoyment, some people are actually suffering great pain.
这些不公不义的事情，不只是发生在国外，也发生在我们社会当中的每一个角落。
So all these things that are unjust and unrighteous not only happen outside.Overseas, they also happened around us.
每当有人借着叫别人吃亏，让自己得便宜，那就是不公。
So whenever there is people who let others take the loss so that you can take advantage, and that is unjust.
每当有人为了满足自己的欲望而害别人受苦，这就是不义。
So whenever there's people who in order to satisfy their desire, and then they let others suffer, and that is not righteous.
所以当我们在我们的专业上为自己追求很好的成就的时候，需要常常反省自己有没有违反公义的原则。
Therefore, in your own professional career, when you're going for higher achievement, you have to think about if you have violated the law, the principle of righteousness.
在为自己追求更美好的生活的时候，也需要时时反省自己是不是违反公义。
Also, when you're going for a better life, you also have to think about whether you have violated the law of righteousness.
其实神对我们的要求还不是我们只是消极的约束自己，不去行不义的事情，伤害别人。
Indeed, what God requires of us is not just passively, not to do something that's unjust or unrighteous.
如果我们真的希望在神的带领下改变这个世界，就需要更高的要求自己。主动的去行公义。
So if you want to follow God's lead, and then
to change the world.
Yeah, you want to follow God's lead to change the world. You have to take a proactive action and to do something about something that's happening that's unjust, unrighteous.
这个世界需要更多行公义的律师和医生。
In this world, we need more just.Lawyers and medical doctors.
更多行公益的企业家。
More business people who are righteous.
更多行公益的科学家和工程师。
More scientists and engineers who can act justly.
更多行公益的教授，更多行公益的公民。
More professors, more citizens who can act justly.
你会是其中的一位吗？
Will you be one of them?
第二是好怜悯。
Second is to love mercy.
不论我们从事哪个专业，我们也都需要好怜悯。
No matter what kind of profession we're in, we also have to love mercy.
公义讲的是公平，怜悯讲的却是爱。
Righteousness is talking about to be fair. Mercy is talking about love.
公义讲的是保障别人的权益，让人得着他所当得的。
The righteousness is talking about to protect other people's rights so that he can get what he's supposed to get.
怜悯讲的却是在人有需要的时候，不管他有没有资格，不管他有没有权利来得到帮助。你出于爱，你总是愿意帮助他。
Mercy is talking about when people are in need, no matter whether or not this person has the right to get it, you are willing to help out of love.
1975年有一个叫做 Raymond Dunn Jr. 的小男孩诞生在纽约州。
In 1975, a little boy named Raymond Dunn Jr. was born in the state of New York.
他出生的过程脑部受损，所以一生下来就有严重的残疾。
During a birthing process, he suffered great brain damage, so he was disabled the second he was born.
他又瞎又哑又不能走路。
He was blind and mute and he could not walk.
更糟的是，他有严重的食物过敏，每天会有超过20几次严重的痉挛。
And what's more serious is that he has serious allergies to all food, and every day he will have more than 20 times of seizures.
他的爸妈试了各种的食物，最后只能找到一种食物是他能吃的。
So his parents tried all kinds of food to feed him, and finally they found that there's only one kind of food that he can eat.
那是 Gerber 公司做的其中一种含肉的婴儿食品。
And that is a meat-based baby formula is manufactured by the Gerber company.
Gerber, right? Oh, Gerber, right? Okay.
没
想到到1985年 Raymond 十岁的那一年 ，Gerber 公司停止生产那种婴儿食品。
However, at the age of ten for Raymond, in 1985, Gerber company stopped manufacturing that kind of baby food.
他的爸妈赶紧到全美国各州的商店收购所有的存货。
So his parents went to all stores in every state and to collect all the stocks.
那一年一年过去，到了1990年，家里面堆积的存货已经要用完了。
So years go by. In 1990, the stock at home is going to be finished up soon.
Raymond 的爸妈四处去求救。
Parents started to go around ask for help.
那哥本公司从商业的角度来说，不可能再重新制造已经停止生产五年的旧产品。
But Gerber company, from the business point of view, it's impossible for them to restart manufacturing the product that they stopped 5 years ago.
但是当公司的员工听到 Raymond 的需要的时候，他们心中发出了怜悯。
However, a lot of employees from Gerber company.When they hear of the need of the Raymond family, they actually volunteer their hours to help out.
许多人说我们自愿来来帮助。
So a lot of people volunteer said that we're going to help.
他们投入了上百个小时。
They put in hundreds of hours.
大家把旧的设备拿出来，然后也得到美国食品管理局的批准，重新建立生产线。
So they found the old equipment and also get the agreement from the USDA, and then they will restart this product.
他们义务性的单单为 Raymond 这个小孩，这个人生产这种婴儿食品。
So they voluntarily just produce to manufacture this kind of baby food only for Raymond.
他们还承诺，只要 Raymond 还活着一天，他们就一定继续义务性的服务。为他提供这种食品。
They even promised that as long as Raymond lives, they are going to voluntarily produce this baby food for him.
Raymond 因此被称为 Gerber Boy.
Therefore, Raymond is called the Gerber Boy.
他一直活到1995年，在他20岁的时候过世。
So he lived to 1995 at the age of 20. He passed away.
他的生命虽然短暂。却激发一群人活出神所期望的怜悯。
Although his life might be short, but he brings forth of the kind of mercy that God expects of us.
我们都知道这个世界需要怜悯的人很多。
And we know that in this world there's many people who need mercy.
但是我们有多少人愿意像哥尔本公司的员工一样，大家齐心协力地动员起来？帮助一个软弱无助的人。
But how many of us can you find who can act like the employees of the Gerber company who voluntarily put in their hours and their efforts to help a weak person?
当我们有机会得着生活当中最好的享受的时候，我们的眼睛是不是看见有很多受苦的心灵？
So when we are enjoying all the best quality of things in our lives, do our eyes see those people who are suffering?
我们是不是以怜悯为怀？
Do we have mercy in our mind?
最后是存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
The third point is to walk humbly with your God.
无论我们从事哪个专业，这第三个要求都是最重要的。
No matter what kind of profession we're in, this third requirement is the most important.
公义和怜悯谈的是我们与人的关系。
Righteousness and mercy is talking about the relationship between us and other people.
现在讲的第三点是我们与神的关系。
This last point is talking about our relationship with God.
前面讲的是横的关系，后面讲的是纵的关系。
The former is talking about a horizontal relationship, and the latter is talking about a vertical relationship.
横的是爱人如己，纵的是爱神。
So horizontally you have to love one another, vertically you have to love your God.
两方面都很重要。
And they're both important.
那公义和怜悯是神的属性之一。
Righteousness and mercy are both characters of God.
我们如果行公义又爱怜悯，就是更加活出神的荣耀。
Therefore, if we act justly and we also love mercy, we can live out God's glory.
但是，除非我们真的爱神，我们不可能真正的行公义又爱怜悯。
However, unless we truly love God, we cannot always act justly and always love mercy.
即使我们做很多表面上看起来公义怜悯的事情，里面还是隐藏了一个自己。
Although we on the surface may have been doing a lot of things that's just, however, inside we're actually hiding a heart that's actually loving ourselves.
我们也不可能有力量源源不断地行公义又爱怜悯。
And also it's impossible that we have the ability to continually act justly and love mercy.
因为唯有神有无限量的爱。
Because only God has unlimited love.
也唯有神可以永不止息地把爱从上头浇灌到我们里面，再从我们里面自自然地流露出去。
And only God can continually give us love from above, so then the love can flow from us naturally.
讲到爱神，这边短短的一句话点出了三个重点。
So when talking about love God, here is pointing out three key points.
第一个是谦卑。
First is humbleness.
谦卑的意思是看到自己的渺小和有限。
Humbleness is talking about we can see how insignificant we are and how limited we are.
不只是承认神的存在。
Not only do we acknowledge the existence of God.
而且意识到神在我们个人的生活当中，甚至在整个世界的前途上，都是占有最重要、最关键的地位。
And we also realize that God's position in our life and in this entire future of this world is in the most important position.
第二是与你的神。
The second point is talking about with your God.
你的神这几个字代表我们需要与神有一个亲密的个人的关系。
So your God means that here we have to have an intimate personal relationship.
对所有的毕业生来说，我相信这会是将来你们遇到最大的挑战。
To all graduates, I'm sure this is going to be the biggest challenge that you're going to face.
在这边团契和教会里的基督徒会互相劝勉。
Because here, in your fellowship and your small groups, everybody encourages everybody else.
鼓励大家常常借着读经祷告来亲近神，与主保持美好的关系。
So you're encouraged all the time to have devotion time to pray and to maintain a personal and intimate relationship with God.
但是很多毕业生离开学校之后，一时之间找不到像校园团契这么单纯、大家关系这么亲密的团契。
However, once you leave school,in a short time, you could not find right away a fellowship that's as intimate, as naive, as you have on campus.
再加上为生活当中各样的事情忙碌，渐渐的就越来越少聚会。
And also, on top of that, you're busy with everything in life, so then you become less and less going to the meetings.
也越来越少读经，越来越少祷告，与主的关系就渐渐疏远。
So you read less and less of the Bible, you pray less and less, so you become farther and farther away from God.
很多人就变得后来变得像旧约的罗德一样。
So a lot of people become like a Lot in the Old Testament.
他对于所多玛、俄摩拉城里面人所行的各样的恶行毫无正面的影响。
Because he in the town that he was in, which is Sodom and Gomorrah, he has no impact.And on those people who are doing evil.
他们就跟失去咸味的盐一样，毫无用处。
And they're just like salt without taste. They're useless.
不但如此，他们所带出来的子孙在灵性和道德上也没有清楚的辨别能力。
Not only so, their offsprings are unable to tell left right from wrong. Yeah.
也就行做很多神不喜悦的事情。
And therefore, they start to do things that's not pleasing to God.
耶稣也提醒过我们。
And Jesus also has reminded us.
人若远离了他，就像枝子离了葡萄树一样， 没办法结出美好的果子。
If you leave him, you are just like the branches that have left the grapevine. You cannot bear good fruit.
我们就算这一生再努力、再忙碌、再成功，都不会结出在永恒当中被神看中的美好果子。
So no matter how hard we work and how busy we are, or how great of an achievement that we have attained, we cannot bear a great fruit that God takes seriously.
所以我们毕业之后，无论走到哪里，做什么行业。
Therefore, after you graduate, wherever you go, whatever you do,
或者艰难，或者平顺
，might be difficult, might be easy,
都要紧紧抓住你的神。
You have to have a good hold of your God.
都要打从心里能够很有把握的对神说，你是我的神。
So you have to be able to say for certain from your heart that you are my God.
我遵从你，跟随你，爱你，侍奉你。
I exalt you, I follow you, I love you, I serve you.
第三是与神同行。
Thirdly, to walk with your God.
同行的意思是脚步一致。
To walk with your God means that you walk together.
不是才跟一阵子就脱队，隔了好一阵子再跑回来，赶紧跟上。
So it's not like you walk out of line for a little bit and then wander a little bit and then you came back to try to catch up.
与神同行是一件天天的事。
So to walk with God is a daily business.
这是每一位基督徒都需要努力养成的习惯。
So this is the kind of habit that every Christian should strive to establish.
要一辈子都日日与神同行。
You have to walk with God daily for your whole life.
唯有这样，我们才能够活出行公义、好怜悯的生活。
Only so can we live a life that is acting justly and also loving mercy.
也唯有这样，我们的人生才是合神心意。
And only so our life is pleasing to God.
所以，真的是盼望每一位从这间教会出去的人，在未来的人生当中，总是会想到弥迦书六章八节。
So I really hope that whoever leaves our church to go on for their lives in their future, they will always reflect upon this verse.
总会记得问自己，神向我要的是什么。
And he will always reflect upon Micah 6:8 and always ask himself, what does God require of me?
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
作为对主信息的回应。
As a response.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing it in your own language.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night.Thy presence, my life, be thou my wisdom, 我们接下来要为